Diabetic patients who visited the Diabetes Center of the Kolobu Teaching Hospital should heave a sigh of relief following news that their records at the center has not been lost to fire. This assurance was given by the hospital's PRO, Mustafa Salifu, following a fire outbreak at the center this morning. According to him, the hospital, and for that matter, the Diabetic Center, has a backup which ensures that even when a problem like fire arises, the records remain intact in other forms. Yvonne Atilego reports.
A visit to the place showed that the fire did not disrupt activities at the center. This is because nurses and doctors were seen busily attending to patients. The principal nursing officer in charge of the center, Reverend Esther Awati Ogum, said temporal cards are being issued to patients whose folders got bent.
We cannot have a right record, but we have well over 5,000 files and about, let's say, 1,000. We cannot esteem, but maybe 1,000. We have some records somewhere elsewhere we can just back up. But for now, those who have files will be seen. Those who don't have, we just created some temporal something for them so that later on we can just transfer them to what we give. They have their own ID cards. We are just going by the ID cards. And with the files arrangements are there anyway. So you get that this one's got bent, this one's are not bent.
The public relations officer of the hospital, Mustafa Salifu, said though the hospital cannot immediately put the loss in monetary terms, the hospital's IT department will retrieve the information of all the bent records of patients.
We wanted to improve water supply to the diabetes center, and then we identified a location where we should place the water tank. But unfortunately, there were trees there that we needed to cut down. So the environmental health unit of the hospital was called in, and then the trees were felled. So, but there were the tree stumps that we needed to deal with. So they set fire to that, and the fire was unfortunately not out properly. But they had done that, but they thought they had completely put out the fire. But this morning around 4 a.m., our attention was drawn to the fact that there was fire from tree stump that was put to fire, and it extended to the mosquito netting at the place. And that is the medical record section of the diabetes center. So it caught fire and then spread into the patient folders. But there were staff members around, there were patients around, they team up, and then they call in the fire service, and they were able to put out the fire. But it's about one third of the patient folders that got bent. The work we did this morning, in order not to disrupt patients, that the service provision to patients, that is to issue those whose folders we could not immediately identify with temporary cards to enable us to continue with the service. But 3 months ago, we started creating electronic files for all patients who come to the diabetes clinic. So we have the electronic file versions of all the patient records, and we're able to recreate the hard files for those whose folders have got bent. So that is what happened at the diabetes center.
You have the PRO of Kolobu Teaching Hospital, Mustafa Salifu, ending that report by Yvonne Atilego.